Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. I've got a headache and I kind of ache all over.
Well, now look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer. The medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
So, I thought if you don't need me around here this morning, Molly, I'd mosey downtown and get my hair cut.
I'm for that. You need a haircut, but good.
Looks pretty bad, huh?
Well, let me describe it this way. From where I'm standing behind you here, your ears look like two large clamshells peeping out of a haystack.
Well, thank you. That's a very pretty picture, Mrs. McGee. Hand me that clean shirt off the chair there, will you?
Here, I'll hold it for you. Slip your arms through.
Yeah.
That's it. Be careful with this shirt. The laundry won't be back till tomorrow.
I'll watch it. Best time to get a haircut down there is in the mornings. Tony's not so busy in the morning.
Oh, he will be this morning.
Whoop! Doggone it.
What's the matter? Oh, button off, huh?
Yeah, just popped off the collar here. Went over this way somewhere by the... Oh, yeah, here it is. And rat the dad dreaded luck. I never saw it to fail.
Well, don't get all upset. Only takes a minute to sew it back on.
Gee, will you, kiddo? This is my favorite shirt, and
Come on downstairs. My sewing basket's in the living room.
Swell. If I can get downtown early, I can... Oh, hey, do you mind if I stay down for lunch, too? Maybe with Doc?
Not at all. Matter of fact, I'm going to be as busy as a bee in a clover field anyhow. Our women's club election is coming up tomorrow.
Election? What do you got to do, write a speech? Because I'll...
No, nothing like that. I'm on the telephone committee.
Oh.
To call all the members and remind them to be there tomorrow and vote. Mrs. Spradley is bringing me a list of names. Hand me the white thread out of the basket there, will you?
Sure, here. And while you're threading the needle, I'll skin out of this shirt. I don't want the button sewed to my Adam's apple. And...
I'll get it. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Tell me you're busy, will you? Because I got to get this shirt.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Spradley.
Ooh.
Here, you thread the needle for me while I'm talking, McGee.
Me? Gee whiz, I don't know. Well, I'll try, but don't talk too long.
Yes, Mrs. Spradley. I was just waiting for the list of names to start making my phone calls. Oh, you can't bring it over. Oh. Yes, I can take the list down on the phone, sure. Wait till I get a pencil and paper. McGee, hand me the pad and pencil off the desk there.
Pencil? Gee, I'm trying to thread this needle, Molly.
Grocery boy! Rung your order, daughter. Didn't have any pig's feet pickling apple cider, though, so I brung a box of graham crackers.
Oh, go quiet him down, will you? I didn't order any pig's feet in the first
place. Can you hear me, daughter? I says I brung you some graham crackers because
Hurry, McGee, my goodness. Just a minute, Mrs. Spradley.
Hey, old-timer, pipe down, will you? My gosh, you're shaking the whole house with that big, loud voice of yours.
Oh, hi, Johnny. Hey, what you doing with your shirt off? Going to bed? It's 10:30 in the morning, son.
No, I'm not going to bed. I'm going downtown to get a haircut as soon as Molly sews a button on this shirt for me.
Where is daughter? I called her, but she didn't hear me.
She heard you. She's on the phone talking to Mrs. Spradley, and I'm waiting for her to get
through. Oh, that Miss Spradley. Oh, she'll talk forever, son. She rattles along like an empty beer truck on a cobblestone street. Yak, yak, yakety, 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 all day long.
Well, she better make it snappy this time, because I got to get this button sewed on, and I can't even thread a needle, much less sew the button.
I was saying to my girlfriend, Bessie, you know. Bessie, I says, People talk too doggone much these days. Talk, 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 it says, all the time.
Yeah, well, you ought to know because you're one of...
Nothing but talk. You're absolutely right. Old T. Bessie says to me, so why don't you shut up, she says. I don't mean me, I says. I mean women. Women are always gabbing, I says. And I'm, well, where are you going, Johnny?
I want to see if Molly's through yet.
Yes, I'm with you, Mrs. Spradley. Abigail Adams, Grace Anderson, Beatrice Beamish. Who? Bessie Boggs, Vista, 9043.
Yeah. Ah, criminy. She's writing down a list of names.
Well, then pour me a cup of coffee. I see the pot's still hot, and I'll just sit down here and entertain you a while, because when two women get together, it's just talk, talk, talk. Yaggity, 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 all the time.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
When you hear the word action, what does it make you think of? A battle? A football game? A speeding auto? Well, here's another kind of action, a very welcome kind of action, when you need relief for a headache or an upset stomach. Listen. That's action in the glass. Yes, it's action in the glass, changing Alka-Seltzer tablets into the liquid form your system can use easily. You see, even solid food has to become liquefied before your system can make use of it. Alka-Seltzer is a sparkling liquid when you take it, and so is quickly and easily absorbed into your system to bring dependably effective relief. Yes, because of action in the glass, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. So remember, for a headache, for an upset stomach, for aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
So I finally just put on my coat and turned the collar up and brought the shirt over here, Les.
Well, come right on in, Mr. McGee. Get out of the cold. Come on in.
Thanks. So do you think Sally will mind sewing this button on for me, on the collar here? I got to get down to the barbershop before noon on a
cut. Oh, Sally'd be tickled to death to do it for you, Mr. McGee.
Good.
The only thing is, she's not home. Oh. She went shopping.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, what am I going to say? Maybe I can sew the dad-ratted button on myself if I could get this needle threaded. Can you see to thread this needle, Les?
Oh, sure. Let me have that. I think I can. Yeah, there you are. It's all set.
Oh, say, that's swell. No. Let me think a minute. How does Molly sew a button on a shirt?
Well, Sally...
Please,
she...
Les, I'm concentrating. Seems to me she always holds the shirt in her left hand, like this. And the needle in her right hand, like this.
Yeah.
And then she... Wonder what hand she holds the button with.
Well, you haven't got any hands left there, Mr. McGee.
No, that's true. Well, let me check again. Now, I have to hold the shirt. That takes one hand, right?
Right.
I have to hold the needle, right?
Seems like you do. Yeah,
So that takes the other hand. It just don't look to me like this job can be done, Les.
By golly, it sure is baffling, all right.
Maybe if I hold the button in one hand and hold the needle with my teeth. No.
Say, I saw a moving picture the other night of a little 3-year-old chimpanzee. Gertrude, I think her name was. Uh-huh. And this chimpanzee sewed a button on.
Yeah?
Now, if Gertrude could do it, I bet we can do it. If I could just remember how Gertrude...
Oui, that's the answer. Teamwork, Les. Here, I hold the shirt in one hand and the needle in the other, and you hold the button for me. Simple?
By golly, I told you we could figure this thing out. Sure. I got the button. Now, where do you want me to hold it?
Now, just hold it up for a minute while I stick the needle through one of the holes in it and get ready to...
Ow!
Huh?
Watch it. Gee whiz, Mr. McGee, that thing is sharp.
Oh, huh. Sorry, Les. Where'd the button go? Rolled under here somewhere. Oh, I got it. Now let's try it again. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe Molly's through talking.
Oh?
Yeah, she was standing by the side window there with the phone when I come over here.
Well, she's not there now.
Oh, great, great. Probably looking for me right now. Well, thanks anyhow, Les. Molly will sew the button on, and I still got time to get to the barbershop.
Right.
Here I am, Molly. You looking for me? Must be upstairs. Hey, Molly, you want to sew this button on now?
Please,
so...
McGee, I can't hear.
Huh?
Yes, Mrs. Spradley, I'm sitting down at the desk now and I can write better, so go ahead.
Oh, look, kiddo, could you just stop for a minute and...
Glorietta Clatterhatch? Yeah, go ahead, Mrs. Spradley.
Tell her to wait just a minute, will you? While your poor old buttonless husband...
Dearie,
gets...
please, I'm on the phone. I'm sorry, Mrs. Spradley. Go right ahead. Alma Muckleman, Vista 3121.
Please, I'm on the phone, she says. Since 10 o'clock this morning, she's been on the phone. Her and old lady Gabble Gabble Spradley. By George, this is just ridiculous. I'm her husband, ain't I? And a husband's got a right to have his button sewed on his clean shirt, haven't I? And I'm going to get this button sewed on if I have to go all over town begging for help. My wife's on the phone, I'll say to him. Won't somebody help a poor destitute guy with a button off his And since you and Mort are probably the best friends I've got in the world, Mabe, I have come to you in my hour of need.
Your sad story touches me deeply, you poor mistreated creature. Come on, give me the shirt and come in out of the cold. Don't stand there. You'll catch your death.
Well, thanks, Mabe.
If Molly knew you were galloping around the neighborhood with just your coat on and no shirt under it, she'd take your bubblegum allowance away from you for a week.
My wife, Mrs. Toops, doesn't know or care what I'm doing. Since 10 o'clock this morning... 1.5 hours she's been yakking on the phone with that gabby old lady Spradley.
I know, you told me, remember? You got the button?
Huh? Oh, yeah, here. If I don't get to that barbershop in the next 20 minutes, I might as well forget the whole thing.
Sit down and calm down, will you? This'll only take a minute. I'll have you out of here and nothing flat.
Swell. Gee, I don't know how to thank you, Mabe. I'll put you in my will for this, kiddo. Yes, sir. I'll leave you a box of cigars and my bottle cap collection, because if you sew that button on for me, good...
Oh, that's Mort again. He calls every half hour to... Hello? What? Oh, hello, Miss Bradley.
Hmm?
Oh? Well, yes, I can do some phoning about the meeting tomorrow, sure. Just a minute. Fib, hand me the pad and pencil off the table there. Miss Bradley's going to give me a list of names.
Ah, the heck with a dad-ratted shirt.
All right, I'm ready, Miss Bradley.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Say, if you're feeling the miseries of a cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you? And find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets, in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you'll want to do if you have a cold during this time of the year. Take Tabsin.
There, now, there you are, sweetheart. The button sewed on nice and neat, okay?
Well, gee whiz.
It's only 1:30. You can still get your hair cut. Go on down to the barbershop.
No. No. I'm not going.
Oh? Why not?
Because the barbershop's closed this week. Vacation.
What? You mean all that fuss and then...
I forgot. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays the old-timer, Mary Jane Croft, Mabel Toops, and Robert Easton, Les Nelson. Now, this is John Wald wishing you all a happy weekend and reminding you that we'll all be back again Monday for another chuckle or two. Goodbye.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.